Several local community organizations have joined forces to create the Central New York Coalition for Immigration Reform. This group will push a comprehensive immigration reform agenda with an emphasis towards family unity, an improvised visa system, and a path to eventual citizenship for undocumented immigrants living in this country now. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, it's the only hope one undocumented immigrant who lives in Syracuse has of staying in the country.
Arely Thomas is from Guatemala. She found her way to Syracuse after being caught by immigration authorities in Arizona 5 years ago. She never turned up for a court date, so has lived since then in Syracuse with a deportation order over her head, taking care of her three U.S.-born children, two of whom attend Syracuse schools. It all fell apart in January. Rebecca Fuentes translates.
They were driving to Ithaca, and the New York State Trooper stopped them because of expired registration. Even though she wasn't doing anything, she was a passenger. They questioned her, and they handed her over to immigration.
Fuentes, an immigration reform advocate, says Tomas isn't the only undocumented immigrant living in the shadows in Syracuse.
I think it's hundreds of people in our communities, and then we're not even talking now about farm workers and dairy workers.
Advocates for this new coalition for immigration reform will lobby for a comprehensive immigration plan that focuses less on border patrols and more on providing a path to citizenship for people like Tomas.
We don't need more enforcement of immigration and getting people in jail. That's not taking us anywhere. We really have to have comprehensive, humane reform that affirms dignity of the people.
In the meantime, Tomas has another court date in May and expects ultimately to be deported back to Guatemala, a country she says is difficult to live in because of poverty and violence. When that happens, though, is what she's thinking about right now.
One of the things that is very important for Arely and her family is that her two little children, she wants them to finish their school year.
Fuentes is spearheading a petition drive she hopes will convince the government to at least delay deportation until June. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.